Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. Today's weather is pretty cloudy. It's not as cold as it was last week. There was a lot of rain coming down last night, and I hope that we don't get too much rain throughout the week. Today's episode, I will be sharing a revised version of my draft fiction story that I wrote 2 weeks ago in my fiction writing class. I will also be turning on a Christmas song that I've been hooked on in the past 4 or 5 days. And so that is going to be an exciting here. I will also be announcing today's very exciting event, the finale of Shindig, which will also happen at Redgate Art Society in Vancouver. The tickets will be around $10, I believe. And if you are a CITR executive or staff member, I believe you guys are on the guest list. So please, please come. Unfortunately, today I have some other plans that I would have to do that eventually stops me from going to the finale. But I hope that everything goes well. There are 4 finalists, and there will be a winner as well tonight announced. So stay tuned for that. I hope everyone is having a great end of the term. We have less than 2 weeks left. Finals are kicking in, along with assignments and homework. I hope everyone is balancing out their personal life and their academic life in a way that will benefit them in both ways. So before we get started, I will turn on the ads and PSAs, and we will begin the show. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca. Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their 2 locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should, I think, you know, you should look at yourself in the mirror sometimes and say, look, what am I doing? Why am I this way? You need a kick in the ass once in a while.
Fridays from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bethy Creston Presents radio show. It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format. Digital music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up, collage, and general Creston weirdness. Bethy Creston Presents, Friday at 2 o'clock on CITR FM 101.9. Streaming at theplayer.citr.ca.
And we are back. My name is Jeff. Welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the day. And I hope you guys had lunch as well. It is 2 p.m. right now. Would probably be considered a late lunch, I believe. But if you guys didn't eat lunch, please go ahead, bring the food into your stomach and gain the energy to tackle your assignments and your exams and your studyings. I really do hope that everyone's studying is going well. Mine is going pretty steadily, pretty balanced. And although that there are a lot of papers and a lot of stories to write, it's very important for me to line them up in order that is tolerable for my time, but also for my personal life as well. As I mentioned today, Shindig, the finale is going on. For those of you who do not know what Shindig is a Battle of Bands event where 16 bands are chosen to battle against each other, usually at a venue at Redgate Art Society in Vancouver, very close to UBC. I think it's about a 20 or so minute bus ride. I think you can take the 84 and you will go straight to Redgate. 16 bands play. A couple, I think four, is going to be chosen as the finalists, which is going to happen tonight, the finale. The tonight event is going to be the last event that will go on for Shindig. So please have the chance to come by, show your face, enjoy some live music, and just party. So the four bands that are considered the finalists for this year's Shindig event is Worrywart, The Houseplants, Feedlot, and Seeing Grey. They are the finalists for the Shindig 2023. Please come and watch. Thank you to all the bands that have contributed to performing in the Shindig this year. I really, really wish you guys all luck. I did attend the first Shindig, and they were amazing, and I believe that all the other bands were absolutely great. So, without further ado, let's get on to the episode for today. As I mentioned, the episode for today is quite simple. I will be reading over my revised fiction story that I've written in my fiction writing class. It's going to be quite a long read, but the revisions that I was able to put into my story enhanced not only the imagery and sensory details of my story, but also contributed to the pacing of the story, the structure of it, and the overall flow of the storyline itself. So, we will get into the story, and after I finish the story, I will give a couple tips on how to revise stories and possible exercises that helped me that I've learned in my fiction writing class, but also just personally on how to revise a story in a very detailed and positive manner. Because I feel like revising does require some negative and critical, sometimes a little bit of criticism, to really get you pushing through the elements that are lacking. But it is also very important to remain positive, keep your eye on the strengths in your piece, and try to enhance it or at least maintain it throughout your revision. And so you don't lose, even the good stuff while you're taking away all the bads. Okay, so the story that I wrote is called Just Once. A basic summary of the story is there is a 26-year-old editor named Bennett. She is a very, very strong introverted character. However, that does not stop her from having very unique interests, unique passions. In my case, I gave her a very unique job as an editor for an endangered species, monkeys. She works at a company called Sumatran Orangutan. She is a very, very structural person. She doesn't go off track most times. She has a very strict pattern of how and, you know, the things that she does in her life. However, one of her flaws and one of the issues that Bennett always tries to work upon is her ability or her inability to public speak. And so through this story, we can see how Bennett is struggling through this problem and eventually overcomes it through an external character or a secondary character named Jeremiah. And through the interaction between Jeremiah and Bennett, there is a spark of romance, spark of comedy. I just said it, but the genre is a rom-com. And for those of you who have been following me through my radio journey, you will all realize how much of a rom-com fan I am. And most of the pieces that I write or watch or consume in general have a little bit of a romantic aspect into it. And so through this rom-com story, she not only gains the confidence and the comfortability of public speaking, but also gains a little bit of love towards the secondary character. So let's get into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Just Once. October 12th at 8 a.m. in New York City, where the streets are bathed in the golden glow of the sun. The murmurs of conversations and the shuffling of countless shoes on concrete creates the rhythm of New York City's vibrant environment. As the sound of doors hissing open and street performers expressing their art continues, a 26-year-old editor for Sumatran Orangutan named Bennett is waiting for her bus at E 34th Street, Park Avenue. She waits with her darkly tinted pink Oakley sunglasses resting upon her face. Her eyes move side to side as she proceeds to peacefully read an article titled "Endangered Monkeys That May Leave Earth in 2024. The peace shatters as she hears a familiar voice from across the street piercing through her ear. "Bennett, how long has it been?" Bennett raises her head, rolling her eyes behind the slender gap of her sunglasses. Her jaw slightly opens, revealing her purple lipstick stain on her teeth as she realizes who it was. It was Miss Summerfling, her elementary school teacher. "Hi, Miss Summerfling. I heard you're an editor now. You edit for endangered monkey species, right?" "Yes." Bennett sensed her armpit damping from nervous sweat as she struggled to even utter a simple, "How are you?" "Well, okay, dear. I'll see you around." "Yes." Bennett squints her eyes and purses her lips as she releases a deep, audible sigh of disappointment. "Why can't I even say, 'Oh my God, I'm late for work?'" Bennett hurries to catch a taxi due to her missing the bus from the conversation with Miss Summerfling. Upon reaching her workplace, Bennett quickly enters Surprising Love, a nearby cafe she always goes to grab a coffee. Bennett's hair absorbs the pretty yellow and red LED lights hanging from the ceiling as it shines over her head. "May I please get a Venti Americano one shot two sugars?" Bennett stops searching for her credit card in her purse and looks up. He was a new barista. She gazes his hazel curly hair, his blush pink lips, and apricot-tinged ears with white fuzzy hairs on the edge. "Jeremiah?" "It's Jeremiah. And you are?" "Bennett. How? You come here every morning and I recognize your drink. I usually work in the back, so you probably don't recognize me." "Oh." Bennett knew she wanted to say more, but she couldn't find the words. However, she couldn't build the courage to leave mid-conversation. Then she thought, Columbine monkeys. Bennett began raising her eyebrow, a mechanism these monkeys use to signal potential threat. The silent standoff between her and Jeremiah endured long enough for someone to read 2 pages of Pride and Prejudice. All right, Bennett. I'll have your drink ready over there. It worked. Bennett lowered her eyebrows and waited at the pickup zone. Bennett weirdly found herself intrigued by Jeremiah, leading her to begin overseeing his actions. As she was observing him from afar, she noticed his sense of connection and sweetness he had for his customers. Also, a little clumsiness as well. I put some extra honey, ma'am, since I know you love it. Have a lovely... Oh, no! I'm sorry, ma'am, for dropping your coffee. Give me 2 seconds, and I'll have it ready soon. Her observation came to an end when she yelled out, There's a bee in here! Chaos flows through the air as everyone's eyes focus on the bee. People were bumping into each other and spilling coffee everywhere. The scent of dark roast black coffee emerged from the floor, filling up the air. Bennett squints her chestnut-colored eyebrows, bringing them close together in a touch with confusion. She stood still as she was amazed of how people were so scared of a cup of a beautiful, intelligent, fluffy insect. In the middle of this chaos, Jeremiah grabs a grande coffee cup and scoops up the bee that was resting on a table. He gently brings it outside and releases it. A customer, amazed with Jeremiah's bravery, asks, Wow, are you not scared? My biggest fear are actually bees, but I can't have my fear stop someone being late for work. Crow's feet emerge from the corner of Bennett's eyes as she smiles from behind her sunglasses. As Jeremiah gives Bennett her coffee, he notices a monkey keychain on her purse. Pied tamarin? Bennett's eyes expanded open like a balloon with surprise. Yes? My dad is a zookeeper at the New York Zoo, and I helped him a lot when I was a kid. Are you doing anything related to animals? Bennett pressed her thumbnail into her index finger and swallowed her spit nervously. She wet her dry lips with her tongue and took a deep breath in. Editor. 4 monkeys. Oh, that's amazing. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day, Bennett. She lifted her hand only up to her chest and waved while her head was tilting downward. When she arrived at work, she threw her purse on her desk and slowly sat on her chair. Her cheeks began to blush, taking a bubblegum pink hue as Jeremiah occupied her thoughts. She aggressively opened her lower cabinet and grabbed her lucky lavender-colored pen, which she used to win Article of the Year. She pondered 43 different methods to initiate a conversation with Jeremiah for the next morning. She even searched up, how can a shy person initiate a conversation? With all this research, she concluded with absolutely nothing. You know what? What am I so afraid of? I'll go to him after work and start a conversation then. As the clock pointed to 6 p.m., Bennett rose up from her chair and marched down to the cafe. Standing before the entrance, she gritted her teeth as she hesitated to even open the door. She pulled out her right hand and grabbed the door. After about 4 seconds of standing still, she retracted her hand back into her pocket and left. Bennett trudged to the bus stop after work and arrived home at around 8 p.m. She immediately bolted to the washroom, turning on Shake It Off by Taylor Swift from her speaker, and jumped in the shower. After her 30-minute shower, her voice was non-existent from singing so loud. Bennett laid on her bed with her droopy eyes and went to sleep. A month goes by, and Bennett continued with her famous trio responses of Hi, I'm good, and thank you. November 27th, the city is illuminated by the faint sunlight filtering through the gray, gloomy clouds. The moist in the air hints at the chance of rain. Bennett awaits her bus, dozing off to the sounds of sirens and chatter from the city. Her eyes drooped, weighed down from her lack of sleep. Subtle dark spots are visible below her eyes from the failure to conceal her dark circles completely. The piece once again shatters from a greeting coming 12 meters away. It was Alyssa, her mother's longtime friend. As Alyssa walks closer, Bennett sees her pink dress shirt, white cargo pants, and her silver chain bracelet to top it all off. "Hey, Bennett." Bennett quickly searches left and right in her purse to find her sunglasses. As Alyssa approached her, Bennett shielded herself with putting her sunglasses on. "How has it been, darling?" "Good. Your mother tells me you're an editor now. I mean, you did love to write when you were younger." "Yes." "And are you seeing anyone?" "No." "My son Waylon. You know Waylon, right? He just got married last week and they say they're going to have a baby." Bennett creates a faint smile, but her eyes are static as she begins to think about when her chance will come to fall in love. "Interested in anyone, dear?" Bennett goes silent. The sirens and chatter become mute to her ears, and she could feel her heartbeat through her chest. As the silent tension prolongs, Alyssa puts down her H-Mart groceries on the ground and grabs both Bennett's hands. "Well, dear, it was nice seeing you. And for the guy you're interested in, just go for it. I know you like everything scheduled and planned, but love, you won't know until you give it a chance. Plus, what is there to lose?" Bennett takes her sunglasses off and grips Alyssa's hand. As she says, "Thank you," her lips curved upwards, releasing a warm, genuine smile. During her 24-minute bus ride to work, Bennett looks out the window, holding her bag on her lap, thinking about what Alyssa told her. "Okay, just ask him if he wants coffee or something. Just something simple, right?" "That's simple, I think." "Wait, why am I overthinking? Just say anything other than their usual lines. What's the worst that, what if he says no?" Bennett finally arrives at work and starts to gradually step her way into the cafe. She sees Jeremiah making drinks. Her heart races as fast as a chimpanzee running from a leopard. As her turn slowly arrives to order, she wanders her eyes away from the cashier to cope with her nervousness. As she was viewing the new quadruple fudge lemon brownie in the fridge, she hears, "Hi, Bennett." "Hi. How's your morning been?" "Good." "That's great. The usual." As Bennett inhaled deeply, her thoughts shifted into brainstorm mode as she sought anything but the response of yes. Her vocal cords came into contact, producing a reply. "Yes." Bennett holds her breath from disappointment and stormed her way to the pickup zone. As she patiently waited for her drink, she kept tapping her pinky finger on her right thigh as she was contemplating whether to ask Jeremiah out or not. "Venti Americano, one shot, two sugars for Bennett." Bennett grabs her drink and gives Jeremiah a subtle smile. "It's a bummer being the last day I'm going to see you." Bennett tilts her head slightly to the right with confusion. "I decided to work as a zookeeper with my dad, since I have a degree in zoology and that is my passion." Bennett suddenly panics as her breath shortens each second. "I hope everything goes well for you, Bennett. Monkeys!" The silence in the air lingers as everyone in the cafe stares at Bennett. She lets out a small chuckle and looks Jeremiah in the eye. "Monkeys? Do you guys have any monkeys in the zoo that are new?" "Yes, actually, we do. Got a couple new species coming in and they're just going to get introduced into their new homes tomorrow. I'll actually be helping them out." "Oh, that's nice. Do you maybe want to take me tomorrow? I mean, I need to write an article by this month and I think it would help with my research." Jeremiah's ears blushed as his lips were painted with a smile. "That would be amazing. I will be at the zoo at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and I can send you the address. That sounds great. All right, so I'll see you then. Do you maybe want to get my number or give me yours? Oh, that's right, my mistake. Jeremiah fumbles his hands as he rips out an empty receipt paper from the machine. He goes ahead to find a pen and knocks over a bottle of honey ginger syrup. I'll clean that up later. Jeremiah wipes the honey ginger syrup off his hands and scribbles his phone number on the receipt. Here you go, Bennett. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Jeremiah. Bennett exits the cafe and exhales deeply. She folds Jeremiah's phone number and tucks it in her purse. While strolling her way to work with excitement running through her bloodstream, a question pops in her head. What am I going to wear tomorrow? Maybe I should ask Alyssa. She's got a great fashion sense. And that is the ending of Just Once, a fictional story I wrote. This took around a month or so to complete. It was a very detail-oriented story that I'm proud of. And I hope you guys had a great time listening to it. The romance, the comedy, I'm sure that it was pretty explicit in the way I expressed it in my writing. For those of you who have any comments at all regarding the story you just heard right now, feel free to contact 604-822-2487. This number is the CITR Studio A number, which is located right here where I am doing my show live on air. If you call into the studio, I will be happy to answer your call and discuss anything regarding the story, rom-coms, or whatever topic that you feel like discussing. I have yet to get a call in from a random person, or at least spontaneously, so I will also be very excited to possibly hear from any of you guys as listeners. So the story was revised in many, many aspects. There were a lot of people that helped me out with my revision, which is a tip that I would like to recommend for everyone who is thinking about revising any written work. Having other people look into your work and taking their feedback can really take you a long way in terms of realizing some of the gaps that you probably may have not caught during your own reading of the piece. Obviously, there are some people that you might want to take their feedback with a grain of salt, just because the intentions behind the story is more clearer in your own self than it is with other people. And so be careful with how you respond and take into the responses and feedback from other people, because in some ways it can disrupt the true intentions that you want to express in your writing. Because at the end of the day, it is your piece, it is your story, it is yours to tell. And so whatever you want to express and write about, as long as it comes out with clarity, then it should be fine. I will actually go in to the specifics of the revision process that took me into the final product of this story right after I turn on the song Wrap Me Up that I've been hooked on for a couple weeks now, or a couple days, I'd say. I just realized this song. It is a song sung by Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor. I stumbled upon it on Instagram. It is a very wonderful song. I really love it. The Christmas spirit and the melody of it is very, very bright. And as you guys may know, when I get hooked on one song, I usually listen to it for quite a long time. And the joy that comes out from listening to this song is just too... I just have to express this with everyone else as an audience. I can't just enjoy this song on my own because it'll just be a waste. It'll be a waste of joy. So, Wrap Me Up by Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get into it. Christmas time, my dear.
And we said no gifts this year. I got one question if you'd let me. What did you get me? Is it a tie?
No.
An ugly sweater?
Uh-uh.
Matching pajamas?
No.
So something better?
Uh-huh.
Is it bougie like Gucci?
No.
Man, I thought I had it.
Now, baby, you're looking at it. Come on,
wrap me up.
Cause Santa's coming Christmas Eve. Big shiny balls all up on that Christmas tree. Eggnog in my cup, got them carols turned away up. And I don't need much, but what'd you get me? Come on. Is it a drone? A new razor? Is it a fancy manscaper with the laser? A Maserati, Bugatti? Man, I thought I had it.
Oh no, baby, you're looking
at it. I'm getting
close
though.
Come on.
And that was Wrap Me Up by Meghan Trainor and Jimmy Fallon. It is obviously a Christmas song that is just fitting the vibe of Christmas spirit so well. I personally am a very big fan of Meghan Trainor. I think a lot of her songs really give that exciting beat that just makes you want to dance the moment you hear the song. And so for those of you who love that song, you can either go on your own time, search up Wrap Me Up by Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor and listen to it on your own time. Or if you want to discuss it at all, please call the number 604-822-2487 and I will be happy to discuss the song with you. For those of you who have just joined in into my show, my name is Jeff. And welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. My show is very flexible in terms of the content that I put out into my show. I do movie reviews. I do share my personal written work, a little bit of poetry, a little bit of movie scripts. And I've also incorporated interviews with people in different professions. I have done with students, I have done it with alumni, I have done it with professors. They are interviews that not only benefit me, but it is benefiting my audiences as well. The main purpose, or one of the main purposes that I would like to achieve and continue on, is widening the audience of my show. I don't particularly want to revolve around one idea, but rather touch upon many to gather up different perspectives, different opinions, and so a lot of more people can relate and learn from the content that I put out into my show. And so for those of you who actually want to put out a voice or a message, and you guys need a platform to do so, you can always be invited into my platform because I provide a space that is comfortable for anyone in any background, in any area of interest, because I am totally open and I'm sure that my audience is open as well to new things. So that is a basic overview of my show. I also want to point out that the Shindig 2023 finale is happening tonight, 8 p.m. at Red Gate Art Society, which is a venue in Vancouver. It is quite easy to get there, very, very close to UBC. So if you are a UBC student, go ahead. Please check it out. It's going to be a very, very fun night. The winner is also going to be announced. So if you guys are just anticipating to learn who the winner is for the 2023 Shindig event, there's only one way to find out, which is to experience it live at Red Gate Art Society in Vancouver. For those of you who are curious about the bands that are going to be playing, the band name are Worrywart, The Houseplants, Feedlot, and Seeing Grey. They are going to be playing tonight in the finale event. Thank you to all the rest of the bands that played for our Shindig event this year. I'm sure that you guys had a lot of fun. I hope CITR and Discorder made you guys experience, you know, a fun time. It is one of the biggest events that I host, but CITR and Discorder hosts, that, you know, is very exciting, very big, and a place to enjoy live music and just dance around, release some stress. I also want to point out that the three main events that CITR and Discorder hosts, number one is Victory Square Block Party, which is the event that is held at Victory Square in Vancouver. Bands come out to play. It's free of charge. You just come in or come to the Victory Square area, sit wherever you'd like. It's kind of formed as like a hill. And so just come with friends, very low commitment, enjoy some live music, get a chance to meet the bands, CITR and Discorder execs, staff members. A very great event to meet new people, enjoy, and dance around. The second event is this, Shindig. Shindig, as I mentioned, is a 16 Battle of Bands event. The 16 bands are chosen. They will battle against each other. The finale, four bands are chosen. And today, those bands will battle against each other and a winner would come out. Also a very great event to connect with people, whether it's from CITR and Discorder or just students or non-student members as well. It's a very great place to expand your connections with different people. Also, there's nothing better than listening to music live. I think this goes the same with stand-up comedy or theater performances. Everything that goes on live, it really does play a more intimate role into your experience through that art. All right, and the final event that goes on is called the Fun Drive event. It is our annual fundraising event where we do many, many events in this one event. We have yet to put out any posters or dates on when this will happen. I hope that everyone is staying up to date. It is an absolutely great event. Our wonderful, wonderful, beautiful staff members and CITR executives are working their hardest to create an exciting event that everyone can enjoy and a place where you can let your worries go and just have some fun. So those are the three events that we hold at CITR and Discorder. Please, please get into contact. Either come down to the station or just email. I think you can find their emails at citr.ca, the website. And just try and get involved because we do have a lot of things to offer. And I'm sure that if you commit your time and believe that we do have something to offer, I'm sure that there is some amazing things that can be blossomed, whether it regards your passions, interests, or just for your entertainment. So as we get into the revisions for the story that I wrote, I also want to point out that these revisions can or cannot help with your personal writing. Many of the things that I write or say in my radio show is quite personal, whether I'm talking about how I write my story, how I revise my story. There are an infinite number of avenues that you can take into consideration whether to write your story or to revise it. Please take the advice that I will tell you guys with just a grain of salt. Maybe it will benefit you guys. I can honestly say that many of the things that I will tell you guys might be a great method of experimentation with your writing and your creativity. But as I mentioned, there are many, many people that take different angles in which they take upon when writing and revising and rewriting and re-revising. And so these are mine. I hope you guys can somewhat benefit from it, or at least learn something from my story. So the main things that I focused on when I revised my story is my ending and the details of my secondary character. What I mean by this is, in my first draft, there were a lot of missing details regarding the secondary character and the reason for why my protagonist was so flattered by the secondary character. This was revised by doing two main things. One was pulling up the introduction / interaction with the protagonist and the secondary character around 300 words earlier compared to the first draft. By doing this, the readers kind of get a faster sense on what the main idea of the story is about. Because in my first story, what I failed to do was put a bit too much unnecessary details with the setting, with the actions, the behaviors of my protagonist, and missed the details that were needed to explain some of the key things that my protagonist was working towards in the story. And so by dragging the interaction 300 words earlier, I was able to put a bit more detail not only on my protagonist, but also on the secondary character as well. The details that I was able to put into was give my secondary character a name, not have it, you know, ambiguous and mysterious, because if it were so, then the reason for why my protagonist fell for him would kind of be a little unexplained. So giving it a name, giving it an interest. So an interest / passion. So if we go back to the story that I just read to you guys, he has a passion for monkeys as well. And it seems coincidentally that his father is a zookeeper at a zoo. And so the connection, the coincidence that was made through the secondary character and Paige, that also creates a sense of reason for why Bennett is kind of interested in Jeremiah, who is the secondary character. So again, by creating relevance, creating a common ground with the protagonist and the secondary character, it creates a clearer understanding of the why the love occurred with them both. And the last thing that I was able to put into my secondary character is pretty closely tied to the zookeeper and his father, but personal background. I put down none information about the secondary character's personal background, his family, his interests, his past job, anything like that was all missing in my initial draft. And by adding this in, it created a very detailed personality of who the secondary character is, which not only gives my protagonist a stronger reason for love, but also has the audience fall in love with him as well. That was a very important component that I was able to revise thanks to my TA for the class and also my fellow classmate peers that were able to catch some of the errors in my story. The second thing, as I mentioned, that I focused deeply on was the abrupt ending. The ending of my story was not the greatest. It was quite fast. It was very abrupt. There were a lot of things that were unexplained in the ending that I wish I could have explained. My only excuse for this one was the lack of words. I did, you know, almost go over the word count for the draft, the initial draft. And even despite using up all the word count that there was, I still found it very difficult to squeeze in the details that were needed to ease the ending, ease that transition between Bennett struggling and eventually overcoming her adversity of public speaking. And so this was also fixed through the 300-word kind of dragging up the interaction between the protagonist and the secondary character in the story. So I think the best thing that I would have to say when I was revising this is, instead of thinking about, oh, what's bad about my piece, what is something that I want to eliminate, thinking a bit more strategically on how I want to structure my story, what I want to include, and how can I rearrange instead of eliminate the things in my story to keep everything still. Because here was the thing, the sensory details, the imagery, and all those contributed to my story in a very, very positive manner. I had no intentions to take any of those out because that would possibly hurt my story even more if I were to structure it well. So by maintaining that, all I did was rearrange some of the events in my story in a manner that would create a smoother transition, but also a bit more detail in terms of each event. And so by doing those two, I was able to refine my piece with more clarity and a bit more detail as well. The last thing that I would like to discuss that I revised in my story was the details. And I know that I mentioned that the details was one of the strengths in my story. Some of the details were quite cliche. For example, in my initial draft, I would describe, her face went red as a tomato. And so, you know, those descriptions, those comparisons that I made were quite cliche. You know, everyone kind of knows that, oh, you know, if you're red, you know, you look like a tomato or something like that. And so to avoid those cliches, to avoid those normative comparisons, I wanted to add in more unique comparisons or words that can possibly describe the same situation, but with a bit more originality. So if I give you guys a couple suggestions, think about some things in your daily life. Think about some things that you probably didn't notice, but you do now. I mean, just observing from the studio where I am right now, the on button from the board is red, and it's a very bright orangey red. And so I could possibly use that as a description for describing something turning red. Originality is really just a tool that is used to help your piece be more like your piece instead of something that you possibly would have read or something that, you know, probably inspired you. The concept of originality is just helping you write your piece, create a piece, an art that is exclusively expressing you as a person. And to do that, you have to write certain expressions in a way that only you probably would have thought of. And so, for example, I would write his blush pink lips, apricot tinged ears, white fuzzy hairs on the edge, all these things. I also would write bubblegum tinted hue. I think that was one of them. Very interesting descriptions that would describe, again, the same type of, you know, physical description, but in a different way that would create that original criteria in your story. And so those were some of the things that I would focus on in my story and actually lacked in my story. And those were the suggestions that were given to me that I took into response. And I do believe that it did benefit my story a lot. So those were the things that I would like to express in my story. That is it. I hope you guys had a wonderful time listening to my story and my revisions. I think the main tips or exercises that you can do to revise your story is, number one, first reading it out loud is really great. I think you really get to catch the errors that are made in your story by reading it out loud, hearing yourself, hearing the dialogue, and through that you can revise your story into a more detailed but appropriate way. And I think I use the word appropriate because writing dialogue is probably one of the most challenging things that I have done throughout, that I've experienced throughout my writing so far. Because the audiences cannot hear the specific voice, the specific tone, the speed of the character's dialogue, it is very, very crucial to distinguish the word choices, the patterns of dialogue, to really have each character carry a unique characteristics in the way they speak. And so reading out the dialogue throughout with your mouth out loud creates that chance to analyze how the dialogue is formed, what unique features is carrying through it, and how you can revise it in a way that will help each character distinguish themselves. And so reading it out loud, I think when you are writing about characters, writing on a piece of paper, every single little detail about the character, just free write and just see what the character is like, what the character is interested in, how it reacts to certain situations, what he or she looks like. All these details that you would write on a piece of paper would aid you into writing a character that is very unique, very special in the way they are, and again, creates that distinguishness, distinctive feature in your story. So, you know, those exercises, just writing, not really thinking about grammar or structure or pacing. I think one of the crucial elements to writing is really getting into that detail of character, because at the end of the day, your characters are the ones driving your story. You know, the plot is driven by the character that you're writing about. And if, as the audience or the readers, cannot see that the features of the character with specificity and clarity, it can be very difficult for the storyline to go about in a smooth flow. But again, thank you for listening. Those were the tips and exercises that I would like to recommend. My show is only up to this point. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Again, Shindig is happening tonight. Please, please go ahead, check it out. It's going to be a very great event. Nothing more exciting than a finale event. That is just, I wish I could go as well. But there are more events that are going to be happening. Happy studying. Happy day. I hope you guys have a great rest of the afternoon. Good luck with finals and assignments. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye, everyone.